We all see the reels, sunset hikes, barefoot babies, RVs by alpine lakes. But what does it really look like to raise your family off script? Today's guest is Ayla at Wilderness Family, and she's living in an RV with her husband and her three kids. But they're not chasing landscapes or clocking epic road trips. They've actually been parked for months. And that's what makes this story matter. Because real freedom, it doesn't always look like adventure. Sometimes it looks like breakdowns, bugs in jars, backyard gardens, and quiet decisions that no one will clap for.
It's like, well, nothing ever goes the way we want, and I don't even know why we decided to do this.
This is Unrule the World, the place where we challenge broken systems, unlearn what no longer serves us, and rebuild life on our own terms. It's for the rebels with roots, for the mavericks, for the curious unlearners, the rooted seekers. Let's dive in. Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional, the show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come with a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, maverick mom of three, maker, family culture builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. Hey there, wild one. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. Before we dive in, can I ask you a quick favor? If this show has stirred something in you, if it's helped you to question, unlearn, or reimagine what's possible, would you please take 30 seconds to pause and leave me a review? It helps more wild hearts find these stories and flip their own scripts too. I appreciate it. Okay, onward. Today's conversation might sound like an episode about RV life, but really, it's about redefining success, flipping the script on schooling, and choosing family over performance, even when things don't go to plan. This episode is a little different. Our conversation was honest, real, and a bit messy, like life. But inside it were some beautiful truths. And so rather than airing it uncut, I've woven our voices together to tell the story underneath. When I first invited Ayla onto the show, I expected road trip recommendations and daily routines and practical advice. But what I got was so much more. What I got was real. So whether you're homeschooling, flirting with the idea of unschooling, or just questioning the pace of your current life, this one's for you. Meet Ayla Will. She's a wife, a mom of three, and an adventurer at heart. She's passionate about raising wild and free kids, living simply, and soaking up the outdoors. For Ayla and her family, life isn't about following a script. It's about writing their own. And while she calls it RV life, it's not really all about the road. It's about their rhythm. So let's start at the beginning. Ayla and her husband were living what looked like a quiet rural life. But underneath it all, total exhaustion. Most people spend their lives chasing comfort and convenience. But what happens when comfort starts to feel like a cage?
Before we were in the RV, I think we have to rewind back to 2018, which was quite a while before the RV. We've been in the RV almost a year now. My husband was a logger. We had three kids in 3.5 years, and I had what I know now was undiagnosed postpartum depression. And we lived in my husband's hometown, which is where we are at the moment, on my in-laws' property in a mobile home. And my in-laws helped as much as they could, but I also didn't want to admit that there was anything wrong. And so I didn't really reach out a lot.
Her husband was gone from before sunrise to after dinner. And they were barely scraping together moments as a family. It wasn't sustainable.
we were all just exhausted and we're like, well, something's got to change here.
So they did something wild, something a lot of people might consider reckless.
Right about when our youngest turned one, we decided to do something that everybody thought was nuts. He quit his job and we just lived off of what we had for savings and just really worked on a budget, lived on almost nothing. And we realized that we could actually live on a lot less than we thought. It did help that we do live on my in-law's property.
And they're not alone. In 2020, RV sales in North America and Canada rose by 6% despite global lockdowns. Families began asking themselves, what if home could have wheels? And for Ayla's family, this wasn't really about the RV. It was about reclaiming time, presence, connection. Their story didn't start with wanderlust. It started with burnout and a decision to put family before everything else. We think that choosing freedom means instant peace, perfect rhythm, and beautiful destinations. But freedom is messy. And that's the part that no one posts about.
It's like, well, nothing ever goes the way we want. And I don't even know why we decided to do this. And then this winter, we've been stationary. We weren't able to go south like we had hoped. We ended up just staying here and built a very redneck greenhouse over top of our RV for the winter. And I definitely have struggled with that a bit. I'm itching to go somewhere and not be stuck in the backyard. But yeah, we were supposed to be gone already, but then we've had some things we got to fix on the truck. We haven't been driving it over the winter.
Instead, it became a container for reflection. They didn't travel far, but their lives were still moving. Because sometimes the transformation isn't about the miles. It's about the mindset. And I have to be honest, when I first reached out to Ayla, I thought we'd talk about road schooling and how to plan cross-country learning adventures with your kids. And part of the reason was that we've kind of been thinking about doing this too. Just not full-time, but as a small part of our homeschool. My husband and I have talked about getting an RV so we could homeschool while seeing the places that we're learning about. We almost pulled the trigger, but his truck wasn't quite big enough to haul what we really needed or wanted. So instead of settling for an RV, we traded in the truck for a car that gets better gas mileage. That made more sense for us at the time. But our dream hasn't died. The goal is now truck first and then an RV. And that's what made Ayla's story so surprising and so grounding, because she nailed something that I've been feeling, the reality behind the dream. How do you actually pay for this? What if you don't go anywhere? What changes anyway? Even without the road, they were still rewriting the rules. For Ayla's family, education doesn't begin with curriculum. It begins with curiosity, with questions, with their hands in the dirt.
We say we do unschooling. We do a little bit of curriculum just because I do think I struggle myself with teaching things like math just through unschooling. So we use teaching textbooks for that. It's just a program on the computer. It teaches them the lesson. They're on it like maybe half an hour a day. And then they just have pretty much the rest of the day to learn the way they want to. They read a ton of books. It's a bit of a struggle on the road. We're still working on figuring out how to have a lot of books, but also work on the weight issue and space. But when we're stationary, we use the library a ton, but we're still trying to figure that out for books. So we read a lot.
Have you used audiobooks at all?
We do. We use a lot of audiobooks and podcasts. They listen to those a lot. I can't remember if it was every night or every second night. They would just sit down with their dad and just read for quite a while before bedtime. It would give me a little bit of time to go decompress from the day and they would get to read.
Yeah.
So books are big for us and just like hands-on stuff. Like my in-laws are on 37 acres. We've been here for 10 years other than the traveling we've done. And so we do a lot of gardening and all of that. So they get all that hands-on stuff too. So they know how to can and garden and stuff.
Homeschooling has more than doubled in the last 5 years in both Canada and the U.S., with an estimated 1 in 10 families now opting out of traditional education models. And for Ayla, unschooling isn't just an education model. It's a way of unlearning everything she thought life was supposed to be.
The biggest things are just life doesn't have to look the way we're told it does. And our kids, education isn't confined to a classroom. Our kids can learn anywhere. And sometimes they learn best if they're not being sat at a desk, artificial lights all day, and being told what to learn and when to learn it. I know that works great for some families. Some kids love that. But when I worked in schools, it didn't seem to me like most kids learned that way. And I had always planned to send my kids to school after being homeschooled myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were the definitely more isolated homeschoolers. We didn't go into town a lot. We didn't have friends. So that's just how I assumed it was supposed to be. And then after I had worked in schools and realized this is not what I want for my kids, then I started looking into it more. And it's like, well, actually, there are people everywhere. And there's lots of opportunities for our kids to go hang out with others and learn from other people and just get the experience I want them to have with school and learning being something they enjoy without having to be confined to a classroom all day. And just it seems like a lot of hours to spend in a classroom when they don't need that. But yeah, I think another thing would just be that it's okay if other people don't understand what you're doing. Knowing why is super important, and just being on the same page with your husband, partner. Like, you're in a relationship, obviously, both of you need to be on the same page to make something like this work, because it's definitely outside of the norm.
In a world that tells you the goal is safety, schedules, and stability, choosing adventure, autonomy, and aliveness can feel downright rebellious. Ayla has traded pressure for presence, performance for peace, an outside validation for a quiet confidence rooted in family, faith, and freedom. Because when you stop following the rules, they stop having power over you. What Ayla is modeling isn't just unschooling, it's unlearning. It's parenting from conviction, not convention. It's redefining what matters and protecting it fiercely. And that brings us to a bigger question. If success isn't grades, salaries, or square footage, what is it? Let's zoom out for a minute, because this isn't really a story about RVs, and it's not just about unschooling. It's about choosing presence over performance, family over fitting in a life that aligns with your values, even when no one else understands it. Right? Like, we're not living in an RV, but like, you're flipping the script on that. Mm-hmm. Like, no, actually, this is kind of what we're supposed to be doing, not necessarily a slave to a system.
Exactly. Right?
So I guess I love the intentionality that you're making and the decisions that you're choosing to do. So what do you hope? What do you and your husband hope that your kids remember about this chapter that you're in right now?
I think just that we always just put our family first, and that even when it was really hard and we had to make a lot of sense, we still chose them and we chose each other. We did what was best for our family and for our relationship with each other and our kids, no matter what everybody else said. We still done our best to always just be together and live intentionally and just say no to what everybody else tells us we have to do and realize that there is a different way to do it. And just make those sacrifices to live the life that we have chosen and that we feel is best for our family.
That choice, it doesn't come without sacrifice. But for Ayla and her husband, success isn't about a house, a paycheck, or a perfect plan. It's about something deeper.
The life we choose for our family, I think if that's what's important to us, and our children, the childhood that we think they should have, and allowing them the freedom to learn and become who they are, I think that's the most important thing, and just being together as a family. And it won't look the same for everybody. Like, not everybody is going to just move out of their house and renovate an old RV and just live on the road or in their in-laws' backyard. But I think all of us can choose to change something if it's important to us.
They may not know their final destination yet, but they're clear on what matters most. Presence, intention, relationship. They're teaching their kids that freedom doesn't have to be flashy. It just has to be real. So what does success look like for you? If it's not the house, not the title, not the praise, what's left? And is that enough for you? Because sometimes the bravest thing you can do is choose your family over the noise. I know a lot of you love to learn through stories and trusted resources. So before we wrap, I asked Ayla to share a few books that have inspired her journey, especially around unschooling, intentional living, and parenting off the beaten path.
Call of the Wild and Free, Let Them Be Kids, Until the Streetlights Come On, Balanced and Barefoot, and Dumbing Us Down.
Dumbing Us Down.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got three of those on my shelves right now. Very good recommendation. And I also just want to thank you so much for sharing your story. It is such a beautiful reminder that freedom doesn't have to be flashy. It's just intentional. I'll link all of these in the show notes if you want to dig deeper. And remember, you don't need to do it all overnight. One page, one walk, one decision at a time. That's how we unrule the world. So maybe you're not about to move into an RV, but maybe you are craving less noise and more presence, a different kind of success than the one you were taught to chase. Let this be your permission slip to slow down, to listen to your own knowing, to choosing presence over performance. And if you're looking for a place to start, turn off the noise. Take your kids outside. Put down your phone. Question the script. Let Ayla's story be your reminder. Freedom doesn't have to be flashy. It just has to be true. Rethink one thing that's not working. That's where the unruling begins. So let me ask you, what's one script that you are ready to rewrite for your life? If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with a fellow friend or leave a review that helps this message to ripple further. And until next time, keep choosing wild intention over well-worn scripts. Next week, we're heading into the known with someone I trust deeply. My friend Yasha is an herbalist and a fascia therapist, and she's the founder of Graceful Bear Wellness. I sit down with her next week, and she helps us remember something that our ancestors never forgot. Healing can be gentle, wise, and right at our fingertips. Our bodies know. The plants know. And how we can relearn how to listen. Whether you're managing stress, sleep struggles, hormonal shifts, or just simply trying to build a more natural home for your family, next week's conversation is your invitation to start simply and intentionally. This is Mandy, signing off. Until next time, stay rooted, be brave, live wildly intentional.